This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The Finance Committee of the Ohio State University Board of Trustees voted today for a tuition freeze. Sort of. If approved by the full board tomorrow, tuition for next year's freshmen would increase slightly, but be locked in for their 4 years on campus. Joining me to talk about what OSU calls the tuition guarantee is the school's chief financial officer, Mike Papadakis. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Why is the committee recommending the freeze?
The committee is recommending the freeze because ultimately we look for access and affordability for students over long periods of time. And ultimately we like the certainty that it gives to students coming in, because once they know what tuition they're going to pay for their first year, they know exactly what it's going to be for 4 years. So there's a lot of success that we had last year, which is the first year that we had the tuition guarantee program. People like the certainty of it, knowing exactly what they're going to pay for 4 years.
What are the restrictions? Does this apply to in-state and out-of-state students on all of OSU's campuses?
It applies to all students on all campuses, but it's only for the in-state portion of tuition. So if you're an out-of-state student or an international student, you may have other tuition increases that go along with that.
There is a modest tuition increase of about 1.4% for freshmen next year. Who exactly does that apply to?
So that only applies to incoming freshmen in the fall of 2018. And so to make that clear, if you look at the total undergraduate student body population, over 80% of our in-state Ohio students are going to have no tuition increase next year because either they started last fall and are part of the tuition guarantee, or they were a student before last fall and they've had their tuition rates frozen. So again, over 80% of our Ohio student body population is going to receive no increase this fall.
The increase only applies to incoming freshmen.
Correct.
And then they're frozen into that rate?
Then they're frozen into that rate for 4 years.
In the last 10 years, Ohio's public universities, on average, increased by only about 5% in inflation-adjusted dollars. That's compared to a more than 35% increase in the national average. Meanwhile, the university is serving more students than ever. How is this financially sustainable?
Ultimately, 80% of the funding for the undergraduate education comes from tuition fees, which is a significant shift from where we were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so ultimately, we need to have a mechanism from a tuition standpoint when over time we can have gradual increases that make sense. At the same time, we're also managing expenses of the university, again, to help keep costs down for students.
Given that 80% comes from tuition, do these tuition guarantees hem you in at all when you're considering expansion, when you're considering the types of services that you want to be able to offer your students, especially as Ohio State continues to grow?
No, so we feel comfortable. Obviously, we do a long-range financial forecast, and we feel comfortable doing the tuition guarantee because, again, we've got other mechanisms that we have at play, like cutting expenses and making sure we're being as efficient as possible. We also always are looking at other revenue generation opportunities that are not surrounded with anything to do with student fees or tuition.
If approved, this would be the second year of the tuition guarantee and the fourth where a class of students did not see an increase in their tuition in their time at Ohio State. How long can the university expect to keep this up?
Ultimately, we make that decision year to year, so it's something that we look at. We look at the overall student population, but again, we're always focused on keeping costs as affordable as possible for students. So it's a conversation we have every year. Right now, I can't predict exactly what we'll do next year. I'm sure we'll have the same conversation again starting in the fall, leading up to a recommendation in the spring. But it's something, again, we feel very comfortable with. We had very good success with it last year, and we look forward to it again this year.
Mike Papadakis, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.